Are there any enlightened forms of consciousness that can be brought into capitalism to make society more balanced and vibrant? Can we get back on track?
It's only an indirect fallout. People feel to be fair and realistic, but that's very subjective and arbitrary. What's fair and realistic depends on who's speaking. It's all very arbitrary. And a lot of it is just fluctuation, which is normal. The wave doesn't back out until first it hits the shore. Then you get the backdraft of the wave, see? But you don't get the backdraft until it hits the shore. So a lot of it is just the normal evolution, I think, of nature in its expression of human economics, which after all is nothing but nature in a specific form. You see the ebb and flow and the fluctuations and high tide and low tide. It doesn't mean the ocean is coming to an end, you see. So the sky is falling, you know. The little red hen, the sky is falling, which is also common in our society. The sky's not falling. And probably has farther to go before it bounces back again. How far does the stock market have to go down before people get scared, you see? And that's just normal fluctuation. The stock market comes and goes. Price of oil rises and falls. It's like the rainfall for the year. It varies from year to year. Doesn't mean we're running out of rain. Chicken Little is saying, you know, we're running out of rain. We're not going to run out of rain. Earth warming has nothing to do with human behavior. It has to do with the cyclic changes in ionic activity of the surface of the sun. So if you just use consciousness, you know, when you say, I don't say anything. I just tell you, earth warming due to human cause. When I asked it, I got no. Well, I was impressionable too. I thought, well, it must be humans causing it. No, I got the answer, no. Then I got curious, well, if that's not what it is, then what is it? Well, if you start researching it, then you find what is it has also been researched, and then calibrates around 420 or 440. Ice core drillings in the Arctic, etc., back 10,000 years showed that the fluctuation in the Earth's overall mean temperature were related directly to solar activity and to nothing else. And while the ice may be decreasing on one pole, it's increasing on the other pole. So, see, politicking means that you try to make hay out of all these things. The world is tedious because it's full of people that are out to try and sell you some point of view. What do they get out of selling you a fallacious point of view? That's right. You have greater respect for everything, including your environment. I wouldn't think of dropping something on the sidewalk. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't even cross my mind as an option. You wait till you see the next trash basket and throw it in there. So that's your upbringing and cultural training. So a lot of what we see is the consequence of caring parents training children in civility and responsibility for your environment and for others, etc. As I say, the Scouts calibrate extremely high. In the generation I belong to, everybody belonged to the Boy Scouts. It's intrinsic. All of the boys of my age pretty much acted like they were members of the Boy Scouts. Honesty, helping people across the street, picking up your own mess, responsibilities. It was integrity, training integrity. You know, having everybody go to the Scouts would be just as quick, wouldn't it? A Scout is honest, truthful, helpful, and he honors religion. What more do you want?
Next, David addresses the issue of creating academic institutions that are higher in consciousness.
Go back to the way it was a couple decades ago. They just taught the truth, the great books of the Western world. I haven't read anything higher than that ever. Great books of the Western world tell you what it's all about. The height of civilization was about 350 BC in ancient Greece. It really hasn't advanced since that time. The conscious academia of that era is higher than of current academia, 350 BC. The things they argue about now, Protagoras, was put down by Plato about 2,500 years ago. Once you discover truth, truth remains the same. It doesn't suddenly become false because it's old hat. 2 + 2 = 4. It always did equal 4, and it's not going to equal 5 next semester because it's more politically favorable. When you discover truth and integrity, The thing is to honor it and preserve it. You're asking me what patriotism is. That's what it is. Alignment, allegiance, the recognition of the value, and then you preserve it because of its intrinsic value. Because of its intrinsic value. Not for flag waving, but because of its intrinsic value. One has to say, what is the purpose of education and what is it we want? I think if the school has an hour of music appreciation and art appreciation and all that, that certainly fortresses it and gives it a respectability and importance. Nothing is gained by eliminating it from the curriculum. So obviously the message is we'll teach the academics and the other things. We can't expect the taxpayer to pay for art appreciation or music appreciation. But it depends on what you call an educated adult. Right now, the school, if it cuts all that out, they're going to be raising a lot of technicians. You'll just be a technician who can sit down and play with figures or play with computers, and you'll just be a techie. No, it's the arts that add the flavor and the value and fill in the black and white with color.
Many feel today that we are actually losing our democracy, headed towards self-destruction. David gives his insights here.
The political form of democracy doesn't last more than a couple hundred years. And sometimes it only survives because it's restricted or directed in other directions. So democracy is now, how old in our country? 250 years? And it still seems to be operating quite well. What I was really saying is that the more ignorant people, the more selfish, the people of lower consciousness are going to vote based on personal selfishness, period. Not the good of the community, not the good of the populace, not for the goodwill, not for health, not for good public relations. It's going to vote out of selfishness. Well, calibration levels below 200 are all narcissistic. It's all me, me, me. What can I get? What can I get? Me, me, me. So the higher the level of it, the greater the percentage of the population be below 200, the greater the danger to the survival of democracy. And you vote yourself considerable privileges and you neglect your duties to your society, to your fellow Americans. You make decisions based on certain intrinsic values. And so when we talk about raising consciousness, it sounds like sort of purposeful. Like we're going to do this and then the consciousness is going to raise. No. What you do is you reaffirm the value of that which is integrous. You reaffirm it by constant respect. Everybody respected the Boy Scouts. Everybody respected the Pledge of Allegiance. And of course, between the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and some of the Supreme Court rulings, the calibration level then of the country has fallen because of the rulings by the Supreme Court and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Democracy would come about as an expression of higher consciousness or an appreciation for higher consciousness for its intrinsic values.
Next, David covers the three safeguards against being programmed by society. The first is emotional detachment, in which all information is viewed as provisional.